You won't have a cup?
No, thanks, Mrs. Doyle. Honestly, I won't have a cup.
Are you sure now it's hot?
No, I'm not in the mood, thanks.
All right, so. I go on, would you not have a drop?
No, thanks anyway,
just
Mrs. Doyle.
Cup.
I'm fine. No, really.
I'll tell you what, Father. I'll pour
seriously.
A cup for you.
No, Dougal, listen to me. There's a bomb on the milk float.
A bomb? Right. Who's that for?
No, you're not supposed to deliver to anyone. It's going to go off and kill you. Pat Mustard put it there because I got him sacked. When you go under 4 miles an hour, it'll go off. The bomb will go off. Have you got that?
Oh, God, help! I don't want to be a milkman anymore.
Maybe I didn't kick him up the arse.
No, Ted. I took the photograph, remember?
You're right. I did do it. And I really went for it.
All the way from Craggy Island, could you please welcome Father Ted Crilly and Father Dougal Maguire.
My lovely horse running through the field.
That sounds like Shane Coleman, what he sings at 20 good parties, but that isn't. Most of those, what you have just heard there, they are scenes from the cult comedy series Father Ted. And today marks the 20th anniversary of the untimely passing of its star, Dermot Morgan, one of our greatest comedy legends. Barry Devlin, formerly of the Horselips, one of my favourite band as well when I was growing up, who first worked with Dermot on the RT variety show, The Live Mike, he joins us now. Good morning, Barry.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm good. I'm very lonesome today because I had the great honour of getting to know Dermot Morgan about 2 or 3 years before he passed away. And he was an extraordinary man, an extraordinary character. What a brilliant comedian. When did you first meet Dermot?
I met him quite a long time ago, early 80s. But around the time, myself and Jim Lockhart were messers without portfolio on The Live Mic. And so we got to know Dermot at that point. And you're right, it was an extraordinary he was an extraordinary man to know. He was very, very funny. He was very bright. He was a wonderful man to get into mischief. And he always claimed that I was slightly older than him. He always claimed that I was the boy who put him up to it. So whatever terrible thing we'd end up in, he'd always go, "That was your fault. You know, you put me up to that. I'm actually a much better person than this."
Two words you use there. Messer and messers and also difflement. You first met Dermot when he played Father Trendy on The Live Mic.
What I remember about it was that it was, you just never knew what was going to happen. I mean, he was quite a chaotic personality. Certainly early on in The Live Mic. I mean, he would bring in a hurley and wreck the set. And the other thing that he did was he had the most devastating impersonation of Mike. And that's someone about him. For me, the mark of a great impressionist is often that how you remember people are not how they were, but how Dermot Morgan did them.
I remember that as well.
Charlie Holly, PJ Mara, God rest them both, were Dermot's creations. I mean, they ended up not existing at all in real life.
By the way, Barry, we found that clip. Because I know people just love this, to listen to this stuff. Just let's listen to it now.
This week, as I'm sure a lot of people are aware, sees the start of the boat show, which reminds me that our show this week has been plain sailing with no interruptions from a certain cleric.
Mike, hello. I wonder, could I just possibly get in on that one there for a moment? I'd just like to say, apropos, to use your word, the boat show, we are sailing. And what are we sailing? Across the sea. The sea of life. You know, that song is by a chap called Rod Stewart. You know, we should become a rod. A fishing rod for God. What's the fish we're after? Soul.
This was the 70s, and he was really tongue-in-cheek that time, wasn't he? This is RT television in the 70s, Barry.
Yeah, what's happening here is I'm just laughing. I mean, the thing is, he just made you laugh. There was a great irony, in fact, that he eventually played a priest, Father Ted Crilly, having invented his own priest in Father Trendy. And I think he kind of when he took on the Father Trendy thing, he wasn't sure. Oh, sorry, the Father Ted thing. He wasn't sure if Father Ted initially was as funny as Father Trendy, but it turned out all right in the end.
By the way, you have said before he had doubts about playing Father Ted as well.
Yes. Yes, he did. I remember. I mean, this is. I remember him bringing me in to where he lived, and he had moved to Sandymount, and bringing me in. And he was and he played me the first pilot of Father Ted at Craggy Island, and he was kind of watching me as I was watching it because he wasn't sure what my reaction would be. And after about 10 minutes, I turned around and I went, "Dermot, do you realise what you've got here? I mean, this is Steptoe and Son. This is one for the ages." And he still wasn't absolutely sure. And it was evidently one for the ages. I mean, Ted is quite the most extraordinary thing, and as he's remembered forever. In fact, there was a gathering last night in Doheny's, which he would entirely have approved of all the people he knew. And it was extraordinary to see the sort of the faces reassembling and to start recalling, mainly Ted.
We're going to leave it there, Barry Devlin, formerly of the Celtic rock band Horselips. But we've had to play out with another one of his characters, I think.
My respect for John Giles grows by the day. In fact, you don't understand anything. I'm expecting John's baby. No, good player. You see, I'll give you a list of things. You see, people say to me, drop dead, but I don't listen to them. You expect everything to be great. Maradona is not a nice pop singer. I don't like her.